love in her little finger than most of us have in our whole bodies.
They truly do.
And I know another young man with Down syndrome out here in Gleason. And same thing. More love in their... It seems to be a theme with kids and grown-ups, I would assume, too. I haven't had a lot of experience with grown-ups with Downs, but kids with Down syndrome, I find, are so full of love. They just want to hug you. They just want to love you up, and they just want to have fun. They just same experience, Molly?
Absolutely. It's beautiful. I don't even know how to put it into words. We went to an event in Weston with Gigi's Playhouse. And that is a Down Syndrome Advocacy Center in the Northwoods. And when we left, there was a young man. He gave me the biggest hug, and then he looked at me, and he snuck a kiss right on my cheek. And I was thinking he was going for more, so I just didn't move. But there was another little boy that just went around, and he hugged every single person in the room before he left.
Why is that? Why you think that is?
I think a lot of it has to do with the parents.
Yeah?
I mean, your children are... resemblance of who you are and how you raise your kids. I mean, if love is initiated in their lives from the get-go, they don't know anything else. Okay. They don't know the fear. They don't know the bad. And these individuals who have that don't have the concept to understand bad. They know good. They know love, and it's admirable, and I give a lot of the parents kudos.
What bothers me is that people... that aren't very nice think that they're the ones with the problems.
Right.
Yes.
You have no idea.
And it goes the same way with some of the individuals with Down syndrome. Their medical problems are, I don't want to say lesser, but they're not as severe as others. I mean, we've met individuals who haven't had any severe health issues yet, mm-hmm. but their parents, they know they might come. And then we have others that have had multiple surgeries for how young they are and hospitalizations.
So what are some of that? You obviously saw some needs here. So what are some of the biggest needs that families like this are going through? For either one of you, feel free to answer. But what are some of the needs, some of the gaps that need to be closed, and that's why you're here?
Insurance.
Okay.
A lot of things are not covered by insurance because of either the age of that individual or the need per se. They don't think it's necessary. So we want to be the ones that step in and...
Yeah, she's here. We can hear her. She's here.
She has arrived. We want to be the ones that step in. And if we recognize or if we hear of a family that they need... Sometimes kids need braces for their feet because their joints are not fully formed, so it's hard for them to walk. Sometimes insurance doesn't see the need for that, depending on who you have. Obviously, everyone has a different type of insurance, right. Whether you have Medicaid or a private health insurance. We want to... be able to provide the set of braces for this child so they can learn how to walk.
This is awesome. Molly, would you add anything to that?
Yeah, we also want to be there for, you know, when some of these children or young adults have medical procedures, there's that stay away from home that some of the parents have to do. You know, not working, taking that time off so that they can actually be that support system. We want to be able to help with that, you know, whether it's food, whether it's lodging, just to know they have a resource. We want people to know they can call us and say, hey, listen, this is going on in my life. Can you guys help? And that's why we want to get the word out, because we just want to be that resource for people.
Are there more families here in the Tomahawk area? And we should get this out here right now. This isn't just Tomahawk specific. You're interested in helping families within about 100-mile radius of Tomahawk, correct?
Correct.
So how many families do you think there are in this 100-mile radius? Any idea how many families there are? You're shaking your head.
I can't put a number on it. Okay. We have 13 right now that I've talked to already that are...
just in the last month or so?
Yep.
Okay. So there's probably more than that.
Absolutely. I know there's more of it. It's just it's the matter of connecting with them.
Getting the word out.
Yep.
Getting the word out. I'm so glad you're here for that. But so obviously we're going to try to raise some money here. You got to have a pot of money to go by so you can help the people that you want to help. And
correct.
So I know in this community there are people that want to help build that pot of money. And so with that in mind, there's an event coming up here on Sunday, right, at the Silverado. Tell us what's happening at Silverado on Sunday.
Well, we're having a cash cattle and chromosomes meat raffle, so you can meet the board.
Let me just interject here a little bit. What is the chromosome part of you? I know what it is, but for our listeners' edification, where does the chromosome part come in?
So Down syndrome is called trisomy 21, so it's an extra copy of the 21st chromosome.
Okay.
And that is what Down syndrome is scientifically known as.
So when you hear chromosome, now you know why that goes with the Downs organization.
Correct.
Got it. Continue, please.
So we'll have a couple different... We'll have multiple different meat raffles. We have a lot of meat.
Okay.
I mean, a lot.
Who's responsible for providing all that meat?
We are. We purchased a lot of it. Traeg's in town did donate quite a few. We got some donations from Red Barn Meats in Gleason.
Okay.
We did a lot of shopping between my mom, myself, and Tiffany, who is our treasurer and secretary. But we did a lot of shopping for that. So, I mean, we have an entire chest freezer full of meat.
Okay, and so the hours at Silverado for this event?
1 to 4.
Okay, we'll be winding down the home show, so I bet a whole bunch of people will go from there and come right over to Silverado.
We can hope so.
I hope so, too. I hope it's a packed house. We got about a minute and a half here or so of time left. So, Molly, I want to get some last words from you. Why should people be at Silverado, and why should people be caring about what Hope Beyond 21 is?
Well, a lot of people are asking, you know, what is Hope Beyond 21? At that point, they're going to be able to meet the board members. You're going to be able to meet some of the families that are going to attend this event and connect with them and just get the feel for what our goal is. And the Tomahawk community is so giving. I mean, there's so many people that have come forward already without us even asking and saying, hey, what can I do? You know, so at that point, we're looking for volunteers. We want people to help. So we just really want people to show up, support the cause, and get to know these families, because when you do, you get to know some of these children, your life will change. It will change drastically. Mm-hmm. They bring so much joy. They're little angels on earth. And I absolutely love what we're gonna, what we're about to do.
Yeah, fear should not be a part of this equation
at all.
But I know for whatever reason, it's sometimes still out there. So, well, Hannah, you are a busy woman with a lot of different things. You try to do a lot of good in our community. And so I wasn't surprised to see your name at the top of this list here, to be honest with you.
Thank you, Jeff.
I saw you on TV when I got back from vacation, too. And it's like, gosh, I'm sorry I missed that conversation, but I'm glad you came back. So, Hannah, any last words from you as far as this Sunday or any other parts of this organization?
I think the most important thing for our organization as a whole is we want to make all of our events feel like extended family reunions. So you're not afraid to pick up the phone and call someone you met yesterday or 2 weeks down the road. Biggest thing that I want for this is for my children to grow up in a world where differences are not feared.
Celebrated.
I want them to be able to recognize that we're not all the same, but I don't want them to be afraid to ask questions. I don't want them to be afraid to approach the child who may look different, but we're all the same on the inside.
Yeah.
We're all human.
Yeah.
And we want that to be a trickle effect.
I played a song yesterday called Everything is Beautiful. Jesus loves little children, and there's no qualifications for that.
Nope.
He loves all of them,
should
too.
Absolutely.
I appreciate you, too, a whole lot. And
thanks, Jeff.
I'm going to ask you for a favor. You said that your daughter, Gloriana, she likes music, huh?
Oh, yeah.
When she starts singing, I want this radio station to be the first station she sings on, okay?
Deal.
So the door is open for her.
Deal. We can do that.
I really hope that it's a packed house at Silverado on Sunday. And thank you both for being here. Thanks for doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much, Jeff.
Outstanding. Hope Beyond 21. Again, Silverado on Sunday afternoon is the place to be. You want to fill up your freezer with some meat? They got you covered with meat, that's for sure.